This is KERA News. The number of people sleeping on the streets in North Texas continues to grow. That's according to the results of the annual homeless point-in-time count, which took place in January. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports on additional findings presented today at the State of the Homeless Address.
Overall homelessness, which includes everyone on the street, in emergency shelters, and in transitional housing, has increased over the past year by 9%. That means there are more than 4,000 people on any given night in Dallas and Collin counties who don't have a stable place to live. The most surprising number, those sleeping on the street with no housing at all. That number spiked again by 23%. Cindy Crane is CEO of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, which spearheaded the count and puts on the State of the Homeless Address every year. Crane is also a member of KERA's Community Advisory Board.
Because we don't have very large encampments anymore, I was really hoping for a reduction. But understanding what's going on all across urban America, Dallas's results matched with those increases that we're seeing across America.
Also in keeping with national trends is the demographic breakdown of homelessness in Dallas. The Homeless Alliance, in partnership with the Massachusetts-based Center for Social Innovation, found that African Americans are disproportionately homeless. They make up 66% of the Dallas homeless population, 40% of those in poverty, yet are only about a quarter of the total population. Crane says that means the story about poverty being the sole driver of homelessness is wrong.
There's other systemic things going on. Access to employment that improves, access to jobs that give you retirement so as you age you don't end up homeless, mass incarceration, and when you get out, the complete inability to find a sustainable job or even find housing.
The report also found the homeless population is getting older and that families are staying homeless for longer. On the other hand, the number of chronically homeless and homeless veterans has dropped. Crane says without enough housing, homelessness can't improve in Dallas.
It's safe, affordable, and accessible housing that is in very much shortfall. It's also important to know that this is just not the Dallas experience. We're finding it all over the United States, in Fort Worth, in Austin, Detroit. Urban America has an extraordinary challenge. The housing is just not affordable.
Crane says her organization will continue to encourage building and finding permanent supportive housing, which provides necessary services to the homeless. Experts say it is the most effective way to end homelessness. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.